Two Conversations. I want to talk about junior high, middle school. It was middle school. I went to middle school in California and then junior high in Idaho. I don't know why we have these distinctions. They're stupid. We have these core memories that shape our world. And something that I remember very distinctly is I was in eighth grade, and this was pre-move to Idaho. And we were watching a movie called Charlie, which was based off of the book Flowers for Algernon. And in this, the sort of short version of this is that this man who is mentally challenged, could have been autism, could have been Downs, could have been a bunch of different things, but he's mentally challenged and he undergoes this science experiment and his sort of mental challenges all go away. And not only that, but like he reaches like this human peak that is like, it's an incredible book and movie. At least that's what I remember. And then he comes crashing back down to Earth. And he kind of regresses and goes back to his sort of like mentally challenged ways. And that hit me as an eighth grader very hard. This is something I've never talked about. Like I was sitting in class and I was so emotionally moved by this person who had to go through these hardships where I actually had to leave the class. I was sobbing and everyone was kind of like, what the fuck is going on with Chris? And I remember the teacher came out and consoled me. I was so emotionally moved by it. And that has, I think any human, part of what makes, part of their strengths can also be their weaknesses. And in many ways, I'm a very emotional person. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad, right? You know, I take things very hard. I have rejection sensitivity issues. Part of what is causing me so many problems with the whole election is that my empathy compass, my morality compass is really fucked up right now. And I'm really sad and I'm really scared for a lot of people in this world, marginalized communities. And I'm really sad for what America is advertising itself as. On a more happy note, related to junior high and middle school, I started using Adobe products around sixth grade. Adobe Photoshop and you know, things like that. It was very formative. My introduction into graphic design was in sixth grade, was in middle school. I remember pirating Adobe Photoshop, you know, to use at home. And very formative years. I had this great teacher who was very inspirational. And he really lit a flame in me and challenged me in ways. And I've been talking about this, that I'm building this product. And we are in the process of selling this product to customers. And why I'm sort of talking about this is that never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that, like, hey, in my 40s, when I was this, you know, sixth grader, in my 40s, I will be building a product for the same company that I'm using their software in the 90s. I did not have that on my bingo card. And it still, like, it is still an incredibly humbling and mind-blowing thing to think about, that the company I work for, now we have adversity. I've talked about this and like all these challenges, but like the company I work for is deciding that they are going to put weight behind the product that I'm building for them. we have three customers with intentions of using it, like that sixth grader back in the 90s. And my mind is truly fucking blown. And I'll be honest, I'm impressed with myself. I don't know how to better say it. I'm impressed. And I'm proud and I'm excited. And we had this call with a customer, yesterday. And the customer said, "This product is too good to be true." Those were their exact words. So the entire world is imploding, or at least America is imploding. But there's still good news out there. And with that, I'll let you go.